This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. Everything God does, Satan tries to copy just to cause confusion. But there are many differences. Here's Dr. Davis.
In chapter 13, we know the number of man is 666, where in chapter 14, the number of those that are redeemed from the earth are 144,000. But the major distinguishing feature of Revelation chapter 14 is its seven visions. But the first vision is the vision of the 144,000, which we just read in verses 1 through 5. So let's look at the person of the vision first. The Lamb of God is the central figure in the book of Revelation. It is a major theme. The Lamb is slain in Revelation chapter 5, verse 6. The Lamb is worshipped in Revelation chapter 5, verse 8, also 12 and 13. The Lamb is feared in Revelation chapter 6, verse 1. The Lamb is glorified in Revelation chapter 7, 9 through 10. We are not going to read those, but you can go back in your own time and look at that. But in chapter 14 that we are in today, the Lamb is vindicated. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, is the central person of the vision of the first five verses of Revelation chapter 14. He stands on Mount Zion in Jerusalem with 144,000 saints who have his Father's name written on their foreheads. So that is the person of the vision. The person of the vision is the Lamb of God, and he is vindicated in this vision. But let's look at the place of the vision. Notice in verse 1 of chapter 14, it says, a lamb standing on Mount Zion. So the place of the vision is Mount Zion, which Mount Zion is an important place in prophetic truth. The majority of references to Mount Zion refer to the mountaintop that is part of Jerusalem. And we find that in Psalms 2, verse 6. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. It declares that God has set his king upon his holy hill. This is a messianic psalm which places the center of control during the millennium on Mount Zion. There are many other biblical references about Mount Zion. You can find those in Psalms 48, 1 through 3, also 11 through 14, and Psalms 132, verse 13. But really, a key verse about Mount Zion can be found in Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 4, and I'm just going to read that. The word that Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem, now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow to it. Many people shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations and rebuke many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Actually, Mount Zion is the high hill on which David built a citadel, which was the southeastern side of the city. That's just an interesting tidbit, but Isaiah is talking about the future house of God. Mount Zion was the capital city of King David. Isaiah 2 refers to a time in the future during the millennial reign from Mount Zion. The 144,000 are being rewarded by God for their faithfulness from the most significant place on earth, and that is Mount Zion.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at cherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world. Because truth matters.